Music is a universal language that connects the world and helps carry us through tough times. That's Shedrick Children's Choir from Kyiv singing We Are One. After Russia invaded Ukraine in February, the choir scattered across the country and the world. But they all stayed in touch and are now part of a global campaign to raise awareness and funds for Ukraine. And two Australian musicians heard the call. Their names are Dan Fallon and Paul Beard, and they're in the studio to tell us more. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you, Patricia?
Great. You formed the Blue Skies Project in your Sydney studio. Tell us what it is and how you're looking to help those in Ukraine. I'll start with you, Dan.
It started about 7 months ago, 8 months ago. I was covering the Ukraine war for the BBC, and on a screen break, I went to the piano in my lounge room. I think all of the stories, the video, the horror of what was unfolding, just to process it, jumped on the piano and started writing a song. I have limited abilities, but my music partner, Paul Beard, world-class producer, I took an early draft to him and to John McMurtry, who's our other partner in the Bluesberries, and we decided to write and finish this song, bring in our soul band, the Bluesberries, an amazing group of Australian musicians with John Field and Bronwyn Mulcahy, and we recorded a version of it. But it wasn't enough. We really felt like we could imagine what was going on in Ukraine and what was going on with all these people having to flee, really, the horrors of war. And we decided we needed to connect with Ukrainian musicians. And we, through a BBC report and producer, we were able to connect with Polina Vlichko, who became our Europe manager. And she had this incredible eye for picking talent and connected us, fortunately, with some of the most amazing young musicians and artists. And this became an incredible journey of collaboration between Australia and Ukraine. We're very proud of the result, but also it's a call to action, which I'll let Beardy talk about in a sec, but that's sort of a bit of the background. And we've worked so closely with amazing people in Ukraine who are, you know, in a war zone, some of them. So there's 100 people in the credits, 70 Australian Ukrainian musicians, the Youth Symphony Orchestra of Ukraine, incredible youngsters between 12 and 22. We've got the Shedrick Choir, who you just heard, and also this amazing soprano, Mariana Golovko, who is just a star, and she has such a beautiful spirit. And, yeah, it all came together, and Beardy basically, Beardy's, you know, has travelled the world with the biggest acts in the world for the last 20 years before COVID derailed everything. And it's such a gift to have him in Australia, and I don't want to let him go because he's so good.
Well, let's
anyway, I'll stop talking. It's a big project, so I'm going to stop there.
I don't know if I'm allowed to call you Beardy. You're Paul Beard to me still. Just tell me
like
a bit about the band and what you hope to achieve with this project.
Well, when Dan came to me with the initial idea for the song, you know, we sat in the studio together and we played it to each other and we sang to each other, and it became apparent pretty quickly that this was an opportunity to write a good old-fashioned peace song, really. And I've no desire to go out and be a pop star, especially.
You are to me, Beardy.
Always. But I really wanted to stand up for peace. You know, I think in a world with, you know, some pretty relentless negative stories that we're surrounded by, I really wanted to stand up for hope and optimism.
Now, we're going to play Blue Skies. This is performed by your band, the Bluesberries, and you collaborated with two Ukrainian musicians who also wanted to help. How did it all come together, Paul?
Well, the internet's an incredible tool. It simultaneously has derailed the music industry and made it possible to collaborate globally. And over the last few months, we've been bouncing audio files back and forth to each other. I mean, the symphonic version of the song was the thing that really blew our minds. Ilya Bondarenko, who's the principal violinist of the Youth Symphony Orchestra of Ukraine, has come up with the most incredible arrangement of the song. And when we first heard that, we were literally stunned.
Well, I cried.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, you know, when we played the children's choir video last night at the launch event, I still get tears.
Yeah.
It's just amazing to see these guys, you know, in the middle of Kiev singing their hearts out.
Yeah, it is very moving. I want the audience to get a chance to hear it. It is an incredible piece of music. Thank you to both of you. It's been really lovely to talk to you.
Thanks, PK.
Thank you.
Here
thanks,
it is. PK. This is Blue Skies.
Into your troubled eyes and said goodbye. Nobody knows if this will be the last time. And all we ever wanted was an ordinary life. Now we're dreaming of the day that we can all lie under blue skies. I'll hold you.
The Bluesberries, Paul Beard and Daniel Fallon there, co-writers of Blue Skies for Ukraine. And you can find out all the info on their website if you're keen to learn more about it.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.